This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More than 185,000 Coloradans enrolled in health insurance for this year. That's a nearly 10% increase over last year at this time. Coloradans have a week left until this Saturday, January 15th, to enroll for 2022. The state's health insurance exchange, Connect for Health Colorado, has a network of brokers, assisters, and enrollment centers to help people sign up. The University of Colorado and Western Colorado University in Gunnison will now require booster shots for all students, faculty, and staff. The schools are joining Colorado State University, Regis University, the University of Denver, Colorado College, UC Denver, UC Colorado Springs, and Fort Lewis College in requiring the third vaccine shot. Democratic State Senator Brittany Pedersen has announced her bid for Colorado's 7th Congressional District. CPR's Brenda Berkland has more.
Pedersen made the announcement the day after Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter said he would not seek re-election after more than a decade in Congress. Pedersen was first elected to the State House in 2012. She's worked on legislation on mental health and efforts to address opioid addiction, something her mother struggled with for decades.
I'm somebody who is highly unlikely to be in this position and run for Congress. It's not people like me who usually step up and run. You know, I'm just a regular person. I understand the struggles that most families are facing.
Colorado's 7th Congressional District includes Jefferson County and leans Democratic, but it became more competitive after redistricting and is expected to be hotly contested. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Looks like Denver and Colorado Springs will be seeing highs in the upper 50s today.